In a letter written to President Obama, Governor Herbert said the shutdown of Utah's national parks, monuments, and other federal facilities is, quote, devastating individuals and businesses that rely on these areas for their livelihood. The governor asked if the president won't free up federal funds to maintain and operate Utah's national parks and monuments, then let him use state and private funds to reopen them to the public. According to Governor Herbert, it's within the power and the authority of the executive branch to allow national parks and monuments to be reopened. So the solution, he says, is in place. The state just needs the keys to the gates. And time, he says, is of the essence. The governor included emergency declarations in his letter from several Utah counties, which highlight the dire economic situation as a result of the shutdown. October is a peak month for tourism in many parts of Utah. The economic impact of the federal government shutdown on the state, approximately $100 million. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.